نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we speak on this ayat, just last week we requested the students that they should, the announcement must be made, the imam must make the announcement that we should straighten the stuffs. And then two students from the middle must go till half the row, and two students from the side must come to middle of the row. But already we are lacking. It's not being done properly. Please, you try and do this properly. And a very important thing somebody brought to my notice, it's not only straightening the stuffs, but that we must stand shoulder to shoulder. Don't make it uncomfortable for the next person that you push right into him. But don't let there be a little gap also. The shoulders must just touch one another on both sides. We are lacking in that very much. Sometimes there are big gaps left open also. And this causes a lot of problems in our deen also. So please, the imam must announce, whether he announces in Arabic, which is the best, or he announces in Urdu or in English. And then please, two students from the middle, don't look at one another. Every student think it is his own duty. And go to half this side, and two students from the side, and come this side. So we'll all will try, inshallah. And we will see that wherever in any other masjid, it's not being done. And this is very important. The only place I saw this being done in my life, Allah knows best, but what I saw was in Raiwind. In Raiwind, they do it in this way, that they make sure the stuffs are straight, people are standing shoulder to shoulder, and maybe many other places also, but otherwise, in the Haramain Sharifain, or in Arab countries, perhaps, how much we, I don't know, but they just make the announcement. But as Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, now nobody worries about the announcement. Announcement is made, and nobody checks up. And some of us, we just do look down little, but we don't straighten ourselves. And as I said, please try to ensure that the end of the hill is at the end of the back of the line. The end of the hill is at the back of the line. And some other masjids have got musallas where there are three, four lines. So you don't know really which line. It is necessary there for the mutawallis or the imam to specify which line people must stand on. Because people don't know. So remember that when you make imamate anywhere also. And one other point before I start what I wanted to say. One was that we should stand shoulder to shoulder. This was brought to my attention. The other was that Fajr time, when the imam start, when namaz has started, Fajr namaz, and we are late, then to make your sunnats in the masjid, this is not proper. Sheikh Yunus, Damat Barakatuhum of Saharanpur, explained this, that if there is place outside, and there is lots of place outside the masjid, so if namaz hasn't started stuff, then you can make your sunnats in the masjid. But once Fajr namaz has started, and you are late, then make your sunnats outside the masjid. The other thing is that we notice also, yeah, with our students, and for outside places also, old imams also, that after the imam himself also, and this applies to each one of us, but the imam also, like for example, after Zohar, there are sunnats to read, so many imams look at the back also, that is there somebody reading, still they cross that person, right in front of him, and the imam himself is doing this. So we are trying to train you that you can do it in the correct way. As much as we can, we are trying to explain to you that things should be done right. Also, what some students do is when they want to cross somebody, then they stand little while here, then they take a little step. Stand little while, take a little step. That doesn't justify it. You are still crossing. This is Masjid al-Kabir. So there are rules for that also. But try your best, not to, and especially in front of a person. Don't cross the person when he's in namaz. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then, this ayat kareema that I've recited, that whatever difficulty befalls you is your own doing. And Allah Ta'ala forgives in great abundance. So whatever difficulties a person faces in his life, it is something that what he has done. There is that we should take it for ourselves. For other people, we should think that perhaps Allah is testing them, or Allah wants to raise the stages, not because they have done something wrong, but for ourselves, always we must think, it's my own wrongdoing. So one real difficulty that we are all facing is the visa issue. And registration of the madrasa, accreditation, etc. And that is a very, very pechida thing with a lot of things in it also. Not easy to make a decision whether we should register the madrasa or not, or whether we should go for accreditation or not. It's a very difficult thing, and people have got very many different views on it. But this thing that why has this problem arisen, and why are we facing this problem, all of us? For that, each one of us, we must look within ourselves. First and foremost, me, myself. I must see what wrong I'm doing. Where we have erred, we're not making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Where we have erred, what mistakes we are making. So then Allah Ta'ala brings a difficulty. So that is with regard to us. Then our administration of the madrasa, the ustads of the madrasa, all the people connected with the madrasa. But this talk is primarily for the students. So just a few directives that we should think, where are we making a mistake? Because of which Allah Ta'ala, mustn't happen that Allah deprives us of acquiring ilm, etc. And for us, that Allah deprives us from imparting the ilm. So Allah, out of His fazl, has given us this opportunity, students are coming and learning. So if we make, the main thing is sincere tawbah. And tawbah from all our sins and gunas. Those that we know of and those that we don't know of. For example, we know with regard to the students, and we are speaking to the students, I'm also a student with you, with regard to us all. One is with regard to our namazes, what great weakness there is. We know what a great weakness there is. So, and here we are living in the masjid, in the boarding of the madrasa, what difficulty it is. And the madrasa has been planned also in such a way that even if it's raining, you just have to walk under the corridors to come. You don't have to go in the rain also. So it's very easy. So that is one major thing we must pay attention. And then to try and improve the quality of our namaz, to try and come early, to be in the first saf as far as possible, etc. All those things, the quality, concentration, devotion. Then a few other common things that we know, which we find great problem, is the cell phone. And they take away the cell phone from the student, but before you know, he's got another one already. And he's not even worried of collecting that one that has been taken away. Though there are many cell phones that are lying, the students, when they go home, they must go and collect their cell phones when they're going home. They are allowed to take it now and go home with it. They are not allowed to use it in the madrasa. But they don't even worry. They go and buy another one. And all this excuse, it was somebody else's phone, I was just using it, I have to give it, somebody gave it to me to give to somebody else, etc. And the cell phone itself, in itself, is not wrong, but what we are using it for. And how many students have been caught listening to music, etc., all the porn, etc., all those things. So Allah is watching us all the time, myself and all of us, Allah is watching us. So those things we must watch. Then another thing that has been brought to my attention is that students of Dora, for example, they are in Dora Hadith, but when they're making wudu, they only do the faraz, wash their face only one time. Faraz is done. So namaz will be made. They wash their hand, hope till the elbow, including the elbow at least. Otherwise, many times here also it gets left out. And that also they just do once. And they feel that, well, the faraz is that. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when he was studying, he also started leaving out nafil namaz and sunnat is ghair mu'akkada. And he thought, and not for laziness, not to pass his time in anything else, to make more mutala. To make more mutala, he started leaving out nafil namaz and sunnat is ghair mu'akkada. But then he was inspired. Allah loved those people. That were the purpose of ilm and acquiring knowledge is not to leave out ibadat. The purpose of acquiring ilm and knowledge is to make more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, it is very important that we try and make our sunnate muakkada, we must make. But many students we find, Isha time for example, after the faraz of Isha, they will just sit. And after a while, they'll get up and go out. They didn't make sunnats, they didn't make witr namaz, many times. Or that we just make the sunnats, for example, we go out, and the two nafils at Isha time, which will be insha'Allah counted for tahajjud namaz, most of us leave that out also. So therefore, these things are very, very important. And check ourselves more. That for example, when we leave the madrasa, we go out of the madrasa, whether it is on a Friday, Jum'ah, we go home, or it is holidays, our dressing changes. How many complaints we get that the students who come don't make their namazes, etc. One time in one town where there is a Darul Uloom, Haji Bhai Padia, Rahmatullah Ali said, they just finished the Salana Jalsa. And they went to the filling station to fill petrol. And there was a car in which there were four or five students. And those students graduated just now. With long, long kurtas, turban on the head, everything. But now they were dressed, you won't recognize them as Muslims from their dressing also. Okay? So all these things, then it hits back at us. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will get. Na maane, to karke dekh. If you don't believe it, do and see, then we are facing problems now. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane, to marke dekh. Jannat is a reality. It's a real reality, Jannat, with all its pleasures and enjoyments. And Jahannam is a reality, with all its adab and all the tortures. But we carry on as if we are not going to face either Jannat or Jahannam. We carry on, we are not worried of our maut. The Quran Sharif says that when maut comes, everyone trying their best to save the person's life. In the hospitals, etc. But once the ruh is gone out, the whole world together with all its powers try and bring that life back. Nobody can do that. When you understand that life, birth, life and death is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, then understand like that our good and bad actions are also going to translate and turn over into Jannat or Jahannam. So let us be worried about this and concerned for ourselves that we have to prepare for that life. So for that reason, please try and cooperate with us. And if we all make sincere tawbah, each one of us ask ourselves, whether we are in the administration, or whether it's the students, or the asatiza, who of us have made even two rakat salatu tawbah because of this problem? Or who of us have made two rakats of salatul hajah? We're making efforts, alhamdulillah. The ustaz who are in that field are making a lot of efforts for the visas. Continuously, they are finding it hard also. They have to teach sabaks also. And they have to attend meetings also. And we are trying very hard. But are we the doers or is Allah the doer? And Allah Ta'ala, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What has Allah got to do to give you a difficulty? If we make shukr and our iman is correct, Allah won't put problems and difficulties in our life. But we have to see, we have to check ourselves. Make a diagnosis of ourselves. That where are we faltering? And if we correct that, Allah is muqallib al-qulub. Everyone's heart is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah can change decisions. Allah can overturn decisions also. But if we make tawbah and we correct our lives, so will we try inshallah? So just to recap quickly again, that the imam must make the announcement. When he comes on the musalla and preferably face the musallis. And make the announcement in Arabic, Urdu or English that we must straighten the serfs and we must stand shoulder to shoulder. And make sure that we stand shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave gaps in between. And make sure that the serf is straight also. The other is our Fajr Sunnahs. Try not to be late in the first and foremost place. One Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, somebody came to him and asked him that to get maut on Iman, what can we do? So Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi quoted this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that make your Fajr Sunnahs at home. This will make, you will get barakat in your rosy one. Secondly, arguments between husband and wife won't be there. They'll get less or they won't be there. And third is, you'll get more on Iman. So we should try and do that, inshallah. And then, so the Fajr Sunnahs, standing shoulder to shoulder, and try very much that we don't cross in front of another Musalli. Try your utmost best, and especially most important, the Imam. You should try and see to this. And then all our nafils, etc., let's try and get into the habit from now. Sunnat-e Mu'akkada, not extra long nafils, but at least the basics, we should try and do them from now. What a student does in his student days, that habit will remain forever. Afterwards, to make the habit, it is very difficult. Like, for example, if we are cooking a pot of food, one method of cooking is you put the masalas, the spices, you make vagar at the beginning and you put the spices in. And then you put what you want to cook, your vegetables, your meat, whatever. Then the spices go thoroughly into the whole pot. Everything, all the vegetables, all the meat, everything. And that whole pot is delicious. And one is that you put the spices from on top, after you finish cook. The Arabs, their way is like that. The West, their way is like that. Then they just throw salt and pepper, whatever, from the top. That doesn't go into the things. So just like that student who corrects himself while he's becoming an alim, a hafiz, it will go into your life properly. And it will stay with you. And if you make your islah, which we don't do also, after you have completed, if we make our islah, then that is like putting the spices from on top. And if you eat food without spices, no salt even, no masala, how does it taste? Tasteless. Like that, unfortunately, many of our ulama, we are coming out like that, tasteless. That's why people don't like us. People have objections with us. But if we are tasty, and we have got deen in us, akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the muasharat of Islam, etc., if we have that in us, so make effort for that. And it is now to do it, not afterwards. So for all the different efforts that are taking place, you are reading the kitabs, it's not only to pass exams, but to implement it in our lives. Then going tabligh and da'wat also. This Saturday, we're having the juhur for the Western year for the ijtima. Try and take part, don't go away from the madrasa. I think it is your mustaf Saturday from Asr to Isha. So, and it's here in our Darul Uloom. Take part in that. We know the Islahi Jalsa. About 40 students just went away from the madrasa. It is all for our benefit. It's done here so that we can benefit. But about 40 students minimum, the full 3 days they were gone away. So it's brought here for our benefit, and then we don't benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We all will try. Subhanallah.